Dave Moore on Today FM.
I've got Deirdre O'Kane with me and she wants to go to your house. Deirdre, this is an odd way of getting friends.
I know. It's quite a good idea though, isn't it, for a campaign?
What is the plan here?
It's basically that, you know, I do a podcast with Emma Dorn called Keep It Tight.
Had her on the show not that long ago, talking all about it. Keep It Tight, pure class.
Yeah, and Three Mobile are very kindly kind of... would I say sponsoring us, advertising with us?
Getting behind you.
But anyway, they came up with this idea that we would, in order to support the very fast broadband that they now have, that we would record a podcast in someone's gaff, like in their kitchen.
Oh, good.
Really,
so can
good.
Someone win that prize?
Yeah.
That is so cool.
Yeah, it's fun, isn't it?
It is. Now, because like your podcast is, I've said the same thing to Emma, it is so painfully funny to me.
Oh, thank
like,
you.
I love
thank
it
you.
So much.
And I love when the men love it.
Oh, God, yeah.
This idea that two women talking is just for women, it's just...
It's nonsense.
Crazy, isn't it?
There's also a lot of insights to men.
There's a great education for the men in this podcast.
There is.
If I was a man, I'd listen.
And the good thing I think about it is that, like, it is chaotic in the right way, but it also feels like there's been some work done. Like, you guys know what you're coming in to do.
Yes.
And then the chaos happens. But
yes.
But this is, I love this kind of thing about a podcast. I think some people believe that podcasts are two people in a room and you hit record and you haven't thought about it at all.
No.
It's not that at all.
I know. There's a bit of prep. Now, it's not a huge amount of prep, but we do have a very good producer, Laura Green. So she puts manners on us and insists that we know what we are to discuss. Now, a lot of the time, we don't get to it.
No, because...
Because you
chaos
go off,
and
yeah.
Tangents.
Because you go off on tangents, but there's always something there. Mm. And then there's a tight edit now. Keep it tight.
Keep
there's
it
a
tight.
Tight edit on that show.
Rightly so. So if you want to see and hear and witness and be part of Keep It Tight Live in your gaff, then you have to submit yourself for consideration with three. I don't know exactly what that means, but it sounds like it's interesting.
I can't.
Submission.
I can't
comment.
Tell you what number to ring.
No, like that's fine. It's not about numbers. People will figure this out. It's online. Everything's online.
Everything's online.
3.ie, you'll go and figure it out. But
that's
going to be
so much
fun.
I actually enjoyed shopping so much this morning because it wasn't online.
It wasn't online.
I was back in the shop.
Have you bought stuff online before?
Like, I have. I'm sure it's never right.
No.
Sometimes it is, but there's always a few bits you want to send back. But do I get around to sending it back? No, no, I do not.
Have you tried the Chinese websites and apps and things?
The Shein and the likes.
Carl just got a delivery there the other day. Look at him.
Tell me how you got on. Was it good?
He did. I'll tell you one thing. He did get a pair of shorts, right? Can you just read out loud what the tag of that short says?
Point the same of view. Point so the same of view instead of the same point of view.
Yeah, this is the issue,
point,
I think.
I quite like point the same of view, actually.
Yeah, yeah. The same
you see,
of
I like
view.
That. I mean, you wouldn't butch off wearing the shorts, would it?
A bit long anyway.
That would just stop.
Long?
I wanted them short up here.
My God, because they're not long.
No, they're not long at all.
Wow.
He wants to be revealing as
outrageous.
Much pie as possible. But this is the
wow.
thing. You
okay.
never know what you're getting when you're buying online.
No.
Even like from the inverted commas reputable places, it looks like something, but...
There's no real joy in it. I don't get it. I'm full of trepidation. There's happiness when the package arrives and fear when you're opening it up.
And then regret when you
then
can't send it back.
Then regret and remorse.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And, oh, God.
Listen, we've got to talk not just about you going to people's houses, but you actually going to comedy venues all around the country. You are a busy lady. Would you not take it easy?
I know, love. I'll take it easy when I'm dead.
All right, fair. Yeah, because that actually has been the motto, I think, for your entire life, because you've never not been touring.
Well, you know, there was 10 years I didn't do stand-up.
There is that. You weren't not busy then.
No, I was still busy. I was busy being an actor and I was busy being a mammy, more to the point. But no, I won't be stopping touring anytime soon.
So,
now, this is my busiest tour I've ever had.
I'm looking at dates. We won't go through them all because, frankly, it would just take too long. But, like, you are running all of September, all of October, all of November, into December, and it goes on, am I right, until May of next year?
It'll go right through till June. We'll go right through now, and then we'll kick off again September.
See, that's the thing. Didn't you put a big Olympia one on sale last week?
Yes, the sixth one.
Three Olympia, your sixth Olympia.
Yeah, so the sixth Olympia is on sale, and it is on the 4th of December, because people were given out to me that there was no Dublin tickets. So there's a new one.
There
buy
are.
Them. 4th of December, it'll be...
In a three
back at Christmas.
What a
it'll be at Christmas time. Oh, it's my favourite.
Is it your favourite?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they just knew how to make theatres back then. That design is just...
It is special, isn't it?
You know, the boxes and the people are in on top of you. So you're not killing yourself going out to them.
No, they're right on top of you.
It is sublime.
And is there a location around the country where when you see a string of dates, you go, I can't wait to get to Roscommon. Not for the beautiful surroundings, but for the people, the crack that's going to be had. Is there?
I always have a good time in Cork. I mean, the Everyman... The Everyman is like a miniature Olympia. It's a beautiful room.
It is, yeah.
Beautiful room. The INEC is always nice. Where else is lovely now? Do you know where's a mad gig? Clane. So it's become a kind of a wild room. I don't know why. It's a hotel room.
Yeah.
They are swinging out of the lights in Clane. Now, I don't know if they're just really happy that you have made your way to Clane.
Maybe so.
And that they don't have to come to Dublin.
Yeah.
Because it's one of those...
It is what they call them, a commuter town
or something
like that.
It's a commuter town. So yeah. I don't know if they are just thrilled that they don't have to leave Clane. But my God... They give you a reception there.
That's so good.
It's extraordinary.
I love it.
I'll have my first very big gig in Drogheda as well in November. That's a hometown gig.
How is it the first one? I would have thought the hometown would have always been full.
No. I've played it before many times,
sure.
But not in a room like the TLT,
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
That's going to be nearly
900 seats in there, I think. It's a big room.
And will the family, extended family, be tapping on the shoulder for tickets now?
Extended family. Well, they can have them. Yeah, they can have a few. The ones they like. Yeah.
You'll know if you don't get a plus one.
You'll know if you don't get an invite.
I've asked you a lot of my quick fire round questions before. I know, for example, that
I'm dreadful at this.
You're not at all. I know you're only a leg washer when you're shaving.
You're only a washer when you're shaving. I think I'll put that in a t-shirt. Yeah. Only a washer when I'm shaving.
What does it
make me sound like? A bloke, for starters.
No, lots of blokes wash their legs. I don't. This is the whole thing. I'm not a leg washer.
You don't need to wash your legs.
If you're
in the shower, whatever water is hitting your legs, that's plenty.
It's all sudsy and then water. Yeah, look, yeah, you're with me.
Plenty.
I get it.
You want to slip and fall over and kill yourself.
What posters were on your wall when you were growing up?
Mick Jagger.
Really?
Yeah, Rolling Stones. That was my band. Yeah.
And was Mick the only one in the band that you liked?
See, I didn't have a normal bedroom, love. I went to a boarding school, so I had the poster at home, but then I didn't really have any posters in the boarding school. Well, my friend Dee came to the school. She put up one poster of the Doors, Jim Morrison, and the Doors was on the window.
Right.
But that was all we had.
How many were in a room?
I didn't have a normal childhood. I'm not normal. Did you know that?
Well, I don't know. There is a normal.
No, it's not normal. Okay. I know from when other people talk about their upbringings that mine was different.
So was it just boarding school?
Just boarding school. I didn't get home at the weekends. I was in there for months at a time.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
My mammy tells...
I had no telly. I didn't have a radio.
Yes.
So I didn't really have music.
Okay.
So when people talk about what they were listening to in all albums, I'm a bit vague.
Right.
I'm going,
Now my mum, who's a lot older than you, went to boarding school in Spanish Point. And this year we went down on holidays to stay in Spanish Point.
Spanish Point in Clare?
Okay. And the house that she stayed in, that was her boarding school, is now part of the Armada Hotel. And you can go, and we went in and had a walk around, whatever. And then I showed her videos and she was like, oh, that's the bed I slept in. And that's where the thing was, and that's whatever. So were you like... dormitory, like, you know, eight people to a room kind of thing?
Dormitories for first year, second year, third year, then bedrooms for fifth and sixth.
I see.
Two or three women to a room.
Right.
Yeah.
And good, were you?
I actually tell quite a few stories from then in the current show I'm doing.
Oh, interesting.
In O'caning It, yeah.
O'caning It, right. Yeah. So there you go. Get your tickets for O'caning It. All on Deirdre's website, which is?
DeirdreO'Cain.net.
Something.com.
It's DeirdreO'Cain.com. I can't.
Look, Google
I can't
O'Cain.
Get that wrong. I mean.
.net was an interesting one to reach for.
My manager heard that. She would literally kick my head in.
Find Deirdre's website. Go along and see O'Caning It. Get to the Three Olympia on the
4th of December.
Yes, 4th of December. Get your tickets for that. And don't forget, if you want Deirdre O'Cain and Emma Doran and the Keep It Tight podcast in your gaff, submit yourself for consideration to 3.ie. And see if you can go along to that. Deirdre, thanks.
I'm looking up my own website to make sure that it's DeirdreO'Cain.net or DeirdreO'Cain.com because I'm actually demented. I only look at this every day.
Yeah.
It's DeirdreO'Cain.net.
I was right. Go with your gut
instincts. Thank God.
DeirdreO'Cain.net. Thanks, Deirdre. Bye.
Bye, Dave.
Dave Moore on Today FM.